And we are back with another pop culture point of view, pop culture POV. I love that perspective, point of view. It doesn't mean you're wrong. Most times you are. No, I'm kidding. It doesn't mean I'm right either, but I do like to have a breakdown of the conversation. That way, we don't necessarily have to be like 0 to 100. That's something that I'm just like, wait a minute. We're just talking about a topic. And in the vein of digital, you know, TikTok is so quick. Twitter clips are so quick. And I've come from old school radio where we're a little bit more tied into long form content. Like, we love a conversation. I don't believe in the notion. I've said this recently. I don't believe in the notion that there's a low attention span. I believe you're boring or you're boring. Like, that's it. Like, if you're not boring, I'm going to listen to you talk for an hour. So it is my duty when I do these episodes to make sure I'm bringing something compelling. And if it's not compelling for you, that's okay too. Anyways, forget about all that. Oh, goodness. Forget about all that. I just want to give a perspective of what we're going to talk about right now. Sort of doing a bunch of look backs at, you know, kind of where certain people were with their careers in 2021 and in the pop culture space, and, you know, how people reacted, if you know, the talent is someone that I feel has got a level head or not. You know, I try to give a fair and accountable and an according opinion. You know, I sometimes will hear people say, wow, your viewpoints on whoever or whatever are so sweet. Well, that's one group of people who think that. And then another group of people will be like, oh, you're a bitter bitch, which I'm not. But I have no problem saying and questioning and wondering, hey, what's going on there? You know, and I got to do that to myself, too. That's the only way this works. So the person we're talking about now is Lil Nas X, and his tenacity, his possible naive energy, and his fortitude to keep going, talking about it all. Obviously, at this point, he's way past a flash in a pan, Old Town Road situation. I believe when he was starting his career, at the time I was working at Complex Media for a specific series. It was a 5-month project. It was called Complex Unfused. So I was around, for the most part, people I enjoyed, but the coworkers were all very much young and understood, not even understood, but liked Twitter and Snapchat and TikTok way more than I did. I loved, you know, the old school stuff, which was a little bit more layered and, you know, what's your story? So I will admit, initially, I felt like a lot of people felt was that Lil Nas X was a flash of the pan, but beyond a flash in the pan, they felt that he was trolling at all times and really, you know, was getting attention off getting attention, not necessarily doing something fun and creating. And I think the part now is this is now becoming year after year after year. Now, is he going to be around in 10 years? That's to be determined. In 10 years, he might have a successful acting career. In 10 years, he may be married to a woman. You really don't know. But I think the fine line that I'm drawing from him is that he is enjoying it. He's having a ball. And I don't think it's specifically the trolling aspect anymore. I mean, I think there's probably a part of him that does enjoy getting a rise out of people. But if you think about it, a lot of other talent, they do that, and they do it in a way that I think they're removing themselves from themselves. Like, I really feel like they are removing themselves from who they actually are. Whereas Lil Nas X, if he does a troll situation, which I'm typically not a fan of, but if he does something that is just to get a rise, at least it seems to be fun. Now, the one that I will not say, that I won't appreciate, is I don't really mess with the specific, what is it, the imagery, and I won't even mention what it is, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm not a big fan of that, touching that concept in terms of art. I didn't have a problem with sort of a lap dance, him living his best life and having such fun and such fortitude. You know, it's sometimes I got to think, now let's cross over to a different part of the conversation here. His big energy, specifically his big DE, and the way he don't give a shit, I like that part of it. So I'm going to define that certain imagery I don't enjoy, or it doesn't really work as a true artistic statement for me. But the other stuff I do enjoy. The concept that, like, if everyone on the outside looking in would keep their mouth shut, his performances at SNL or, you know, the American Music Awards or whatever would not be such a big deal. And I find it really odd. The reason I called him naive at the beginning is because this was one of those years where he, well, not even just this year, but this couple of years where he keeps getting, you know, people seem to find problems with him. And then they wait for him to say one little thing and then they really lay into him. And it's kind of like, you know, was there something deeper, you know, Boosie? Was there something deeper? You know, it sometimes it makes me mad that it takes very little for people to hate on a Lil Nas X. And again, you can find something for sure. But as a person, I believe his naive energy is good. And I said naive energy as a positive thing. You know, I know within my own career, one of the big things, and I hope that I don't do it now like I used to, but one of the huge things I do as a big mistake is I get in my own way in the vein of taking myself too seriously, or I've done that in the past. Or I don't want to say taking myself too seriously because it's good to know what you want to do regarding your work, but only holding this kind of this lane, you know, and not willing to pivot. And I feel like he is very much willing to pivot. You know, it's like, coming into the industry, wasn't he more in the digital space originally? He was a big fan of Nicki Minaj, and he kind of was in that. And then when an opportunity presented and to be fun, and I would hope that no one thought it was, you know, if you thought it was trolling, that's one thing. I would hope that you wouldn't think he is just, because I'm not a big fan of somebody exploiting an art form. So if you were a huge country western fan, if you felt that he was utilizing him, oh, mocking, that's the word. If you felt like he was mocking something, then of course I would not really appreciate his contribution to country music. But at the same time, like, you got to also say Billy Ray Cyrus did the song with him to start off the career. And so everyone was sort of in on it. But as a cross across the board, I don't like anyone really mocking anything. So that's one thing. But I will say that pivoting is something he's done so well. You know, you're going to be a huge Nicki Minaj fan. You're going to test your waters in country music. You know, whatever influences he had. We don't know the influences he had in country music or why he even did that. We have to respect it, you know. And then, you know, kind of more so now, it seems like he's more of a pop star. And it seems like he marches to the beat of his drum that we like and we got no problem with. But the sad thing is, like, I always think about, like, if in regards to somebody who doesn't enjoy what he does, if you didn't care so much, he can just do what he does. But you care so much, and then it kind of gives him a little bit of a free rein to just have fun with that, you know, that naive energy. Above all, I just think the music is really great. I feel like, you know, this is not even a how to carry yourself kind of a deal, or heteronormative behavior, or his flamboyancy. It's just more about the art, in my opinion. And I think about, like, why have we not been able to have a pop star who's had this much fun in so long as far as a male? Like, is this what it takes? Is this what it takes that he's under the scrutiny of, you know, rappers, you know, badgering him, and probably the country music fan base used to badger him. He stays naive about it all and is just like, well, fuck it. Is that what it takes to drive his personality to this particular person? And what I'm saying is, I like the music. Like, I'm now into it. It's a certain pop music that, you know, sometimes as a guy, you will hear pop music from males and it feels great. It's good music. And then you'll hear pop music from females and it will just hit you in a different way. You know, it'll be the Ariana Grande Break Free is just like the vibe. You know, it's so great. You know, it makes me feel good. Madonna did that for a huge generation of people. And to think, like, him just kind of weaving back and forth, you know, being who he is, he's tenaciously, you know, a male, but doesn't subscribe to how you need him to dress and act and talk. And above all, one thing for the haters, you know, he doesn't seem to give a shit. It's this term that, and I'm not trying to say it mean at all. He seems to be very naive about it. He has, like, a confidence that's like suit yourself. Don't like it, you know, dummy. You know, he doesn't say that, but I like, and I've said this before, when you talk about talent, you know, when people will do that whole like, well, who do you like more, Michael Jackson or Prince? I always said, well, said in the day when they were both around, rest in peace. I always said Prince because Prince to me seemed like he was having a ball. Sure, he could have had all this tense energy, but Michael seemed like there was always stuff internally that was very challenging. And I think Lil Nas X, and I know you're probably like, whoa, why did you equate all three of them in the same talking point? And that's not really the point. The point is, you know, I look at like a J-Lo. People always wonder, why do you like J-Lo? Is she the best? It's like, it's not about her being the best. It's that she's doing something she loves, and it's coming through. She looks like she enjoys herself. I don't like my top-tier entertainer to be doing such great work, but it's hurting them inside. I don't like that. And so the antithesis of that is someone like Lil Nas X. He's doing such great work. He loves what he's doing, and it's spewing out. It's as if he's gotten this moment. He's so excited. He's so proud. He's earned it. He's worked for it. But he also understands it didn't necessarily need to be this way. So putting all that in your mind and then putting it in a blender and then just letting the art flow, it's like, damn, this is nice for a pop, you know, moment. So yeah, this Pop Culture POV was really just about saying where Lil Nas X started, where he's probably going to go. I would love to see him in more acting roles. I mean, even when we see him in the stupid commercials with Elton John, like, I like it. I don't, you know, it's as if he, I'm trying to figure out other words to use instead of saying naive all the time, because he's not that. It's playful. He's, and I'm not trying to call him stupid either. He's just, you know, those people when they believe their own hype, but they're really not there to hurt nobody. Maybe it's that, you know, you got to look at your own career and you got to say, why am I not doing well at this, 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 and this? And sometimes it is because you're very much in your head and you maybe don't believe yourself the delusional confidence that's necessary to make a song really, really fun. I know that when I hear some of his music, I am singing as if I'm singing to an Ariana Grande song. I'm singing as if I'm singing a Madonna song. I'm singing as if I'm singing a Lady Gaga song. And I think we haven't really seen that crossover very much. You know, there's nothing wrong with like the great pop acts of the day, you know, New Kids on the Block. I always thought Jordan Knight was one of the best front men for pop music, you know, across the board. Of course, people like Justin Timberlake. I personally liked Backstreet Boys, but the point is he is kind of utilizing all these influences and mixing them up and giving us something that seems legit. He is too legit to quit. In fact, he should do a song with MC Hammer and bring, not like MC Hammer is, you know, we're not going to make fun, but like, you know, bring him back to the forefront in some ways. That's what I would like to see. My goal with judging pop music is to judge it as pop music. You know, there might be a time where Lil Nas X goes more into, you know, another style, but right now he's keeping it as mainstream as pop as it can be, and he's doing a lot and he's smiling the whole way through. He hasn't talked shit to nobody, to my knowledge. So I don't know. We got somebody that might be here to stay. He's doing things a little different and unique, and they're not that different and they're not that unique, first of all. But he's lend this energy that he wouldn't hurt a fly, kind of a thing. You know, he would not hurt a fly. We're seeing that. We feel that. And yet people are down his throat all the time. They're always mad at him. So Imagine if that was you and you were performing. Imagine. Oh boy. So that's that is my viewpoint, my pop culture POV on Lil Nas X, and you know, kind of thinking about a year end right here and like, where is he gonna go? And where, you know, wow, his career has been a little sustained. Did we think that was gonna happen? Did we write him off? These are some of the things I got to think. And yeah, at this point, currently, right now, you have got me as a Lil Nas X fan. Like, I'm into it. Everything from the visuals to the choreography. But what's the choreographer's name? Bankhead. Gosh, I forget the name. I like what they are doing. I like the vibe, you know. Some of it has glimpses of even like 90s R&B stuff too. Like it's, you know, from the fashion, like, you know, bits of Missy Elliott kind of coming through, you know, it's good. It's good, good, good. So yeah, support Lil Nas X. This was my particular pop culture POV, giving a perspective, a point of view of what I thought. I am randomlyronniejr.com. So go to the site to see all the content. Tons of radio interviews, tons of podcasts, tons of television work, this, that, and the other. Everything's under the umbrella of randomlyronniejr.com. And also Patreon, patreon.com/randomlyronniejr, which is like such a great way to support the production. A $3, a $6, an $11, and a $25 tier. Should you want to just make it rain on me for one moment, why not? And obviously, you don't have to, but if you have fun checking out the variety of programs that we do, then yeah, show some love. The shows, of course, are Randomly with Ronnie Jr., an interview series, Another Random Recap, which is just recapping MTV's The Challenge. We have Difficult Podcasters, where we recap Hulu's series Difficult People. Pop Culture POV, where everything in the pop culture landscape is available. Shaky and RJ is something coming. Let's Shine a Light on It, which is focusing on small businesses. So yeah, that's a lot to say and a lot to facilitate. So if you want to support the team at randomlyronniejr.com, hit that Patreon. There is, of course, a Cash App if you want to do that. And yeah, this is not about me. This is supposed to be about Lil Nas X. So let me shut the fuck up, right? Okay, bye.